Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. And the topic of the week is work from home chaos. Because it's a really, really extremely relevant topic right now, given the global pandemic, and that basically everyone is working from home. And so if you want to be an excellent leader, if you want to deliver awesome outcomes, if you want to have any chance of upgrading your career and earning a promotion, earning a raise, or landing a new job, you got to learn how to do all of that remotely. You got to learn how to lead remotely. You need to learn how to be awesome at remote. You need to learn how to be awesome at living from home, working from home, doing everything from home. Because honestly, that's the safest thing to do right now. And so there's really no other choice. That's what it is. And you can be like, oh man, why is this happening to us? It's terrible. Or you could say, oh cool, this is a beautiful gift because I get to up-level my work from home skills. I get to up-level leading a remote team and learning how to do that. What an awesome opportunity to learn and grow as a leader. You get to choose whatever meaning you want to give to it. And in the last episode, I talked about a major shift to make. So I got out of the weeds. A lot of people are getting into the weeds right now with tactics and strategies and tips and tricks around how to work from home and how to work remotely and how to do it well. I'm not going to add to that chatter because it's just a bunch of band-aids. What I do want to offer you are overarching ways of thinking, shifts to make, mindset shifts, strategic shifts to make so that you can not only work from home more effectively, but so that you can also continually be on the path toward achieving those career goals. Because at the end of the day, that's why you're here. That's why you're listening. It's why you're watching. You want to upgrade your career. You want to go from being sick and tired of being overworked, underpaid, and under-recognized to on the path toward a promotion, to on the path toward earning a 20, 25, 30, 40% raise, just like our clients have. You want to land that new job. You want to be on the path toward being CIO, CTO in 5 years. You want to become VP of engineering. You want to become the head of a project management organization. You want to be a product manager who is a leader and a definer and a trailblazer in product. You want to do all of that. That's why you're listening. Or you want to do one of those things. All of you want to do all of that, right? And so you can't be CIO and product manager. That's what I'm saying. And product manager and project manager and VP of engineering. Unless you must be working for a startup if you're doing all of those things. So I guess you can do all of those things if you want to. everybody has their own path. But that's what you want. And the current reality is you're working from home. So this week I'm giving you some overarching strategic and mindset shifts to make so that you can achieve all of that. And what I talked about on the last episode was focus on outcomes. Focus on outcomes. Do not focus on the weeds, on tactics and strategies, on how do I do this? Don't get in the weeds because you're just going to get lost in there. Instead, what's the desired outcome? Know that every single day you sit down and do your work. For every single week, for every single meeting that you go to, what's the desired outcome? And if you don't have clarity on that, get it. If you don't have clarity on what the desired outcome for your team, for the project, for your organization, get it. Ask, hey boss, what's the desired outcome of this meeting? Hey, Mr. CCO, what's the desired outcome for this quarter? I want to help us get there. Then, the second shift that I want to share today has to do with identity. Because an interesting, an awesome thing happens when you start focusing on outcomes. And the most important work-related question that you ask, and you ask it over and over and over again to many different people, is what's the desired outcome? What's the goal here? What are we shooting toward? What's a win here? All different ways of asking that same question. What's the desired outcome? What does winning look like? How do we know we're winning? What's the yardstick for success here? Right, just giving you some language. But when you start asking those questions on a recurring basis, your identity shifts. And that's what becomes really fun and empowering. And you open up new possibilities for yourself as a leader and for your team, for your organization, for your life, for your career. Because you are no longer someone who's down in the weeds. Maybe you occasionally poke your head up above the weeds. Oh yeah, right. That's right. We are supposed to be helping customers here too. We are supposed to be helping customers and serving them. Right. Oh, but hang on. We gotta fix this little thingamabob over here, and we gotta make sure that this doodad is all calibrated correctly. Like that sort of in the weeds identity is not what's gonna help you to upgrade your career as a technical leader. That you are, as a rule, focusing on the outcomes. You are, as a rule, saying, what's the North Star? What are we marching toward? What do we have to look forward to? And occasionally you say, oh, okay, do you need my help figuring out how? Can I offer my perspective on how to do that? But you're not living there. And so your identity shifts. You're suddenly a strategic thinker. You're suddenly a visionary leader who knows how to do this. No matter what, you are awesome at working from home. Because you know what? Context doesn't matter when you're a visionary leader and a strategic thinker who is helping your team march toward that desired outcome. So this happens over time if you start really, really embracing and acting on this outcomes-based thinking. Is what's the desired outcome? What do we have to look forward to? That's just who you become. And so it's going to happen naturally over time when you do that. And a way to make it happen even faster is to just claim the identity now. Claim the identity. Decide right now, I am awesome at working from home. I am a master at leading my team remotely. I am a world-class leader, and it doesn't matter what shitstorm is going on around me. I got this. Whatever identity statement really gets the juices flowing for you, that really kind of lights you up inside to show up on Zoom, on Slack, as that inspirational leader who is here to build relationships and to think strategically and to guide people toward that outcome and to do everything, anything that is necessary in order to get there. Who are you as a leader who works from home? Because my guess is that if you're feeling the chaos right now, if you're feeling like, oh man, I don't know, like it just doesn't feel right. Like I want my team next to me and they need to be near me. And this is just so hard to do all these meetings over Zoom and Slack and oh gosh, and I'm dealing with, you know, I know that some of you are dealing with international teams, you know, and working with different time zones and stuff like that. And that can add to the chaos of it. And, you know, you end up working, you know, your days are like 12, 18 hours long, and that's just not sustainable. And when you sort of, you can get stuck in it. You can get stuck in, oh, I guess this is just what it is. I guess, you know, I'm just kind of winging it, working from home and leading remote teams. I'm not really sure, but like nobody kind of knows what they're doing. So I don't know what I'm doing either. I'm just going to join the, join the party. I'm going to join the chaos party. I'm going to join the party of people who are saying this is crazy right now. And there's no way, no how that we could possibly make this work. So, you know, cheers, whatever. I'm doing my best. But ask yourself, like, if that's the internal dialogue that's going on, and then therefore that's the external dialogue that your team is hearing, and therefore those are the kinds of actions that you're getting, the actions that you're making, taking, what kind of outcomes are you going to get? And isn't the goal here to win? Isn't the goal to win, to move toward that desired outcome? Yes, there will be stumbles along the way. Yes, there will be failures along the way. But are you at least moving toward that outcome, or are you just sort of like, I don't know, whatever. It's just chaos right now. And are you telling yourself that you're bad at this? Are you telling yourself that you're terrible at working from home? Are you telling yourself that I can't focus when I work from home? Are you telling yourself it's not possible for me to be productive when I work from home because I need an office? It's not possible for me to be 100% productive because I can't just sit down with my laptop at home. It's just not possible for me. You can make that the truth if you want it to be and build that identity and really like insist, not going to work. But what if you turned it on its head and said, I'm awesome at this? And you decide right now that you are, and you find all of the evidence that actually I'm an awesome leader. I deliver outcomes in all different kinds of circumstances. I am a master at using Slack. I know all the ins and outs of Slack, and I'm going to show my team. And I'm there for my team. I am absolutely committed to inspiring them. I am awesome at working from home. I got this. You can decide that right now if you want to. And just think about the possibilities that are on the other side of that decision. And what a lot of people do is you wait until you're like, no, 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 I can't say I'm a master at working at home until I actually win, right? I can't say, like, you create these rules that I'm not a master, I'm not an expert at working from home until I've done it for 20 years. I can't be a master, I'm not a master at working from home because I haven't scored any team wins yet working 100% remotely. I can't be an expert at working from home. I can't be even good at working from home. No, 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 no. That's not possible because X needs to happen first. My team needs to tell me I'm good at it first. My boss needs to tell me I'm good at it first. Take a look at the rules that you have around what are you allowing yourself? Like, you might be saying, I am not going to allow myself to say I am a master at working from home or I'm an expert at working from home until, right? You're creating these barriers. You're creating these cages. You're creating these rules around identity when identity has nothing to do with external reality. It has everything to do with what's inside of you. Call it forth. It's there. That expertise, that mastery of working from home is right there within you right now. It exists right now. There's nothing more that you need to do or say or achieve, and there's nothing more that anyone else has to say to you in order for you to claim right now and call it forth and say, I am a master at working from home from this moment on, I am drawing a line in the sand. In the past, I've said I suck at it, but that's in the past. Right now, I'm a master at working from home. I am an expert at this. I am a world-class leader. I got this. It's within you right now. Shed all the rules. Shed all the, yeah, but I can't say that. Take all that off. Because your identity is your own. You get to be whoever it is you want to be. Because it's all within you. Call it forth. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Leaders rise up during this time. It's proof that external reality does not matter. The best leaders out there right now are being even more inspirational than in the past, because they're calling it forth from within them, despite the chaos that is going on around them. It's there. All you have to do is declare it. All you have to do is call it forth. And so that's what I invite you to do. Call forth whatever leader identity, a world-class leader, a master of working from home, an expert at inspiring your teams remotely, whatever it is that you want to call forth, just do it right now. And also, please know that we are here to help more than ever. We are here to help you call forth and consistently stay in that identity. Because while you may be feeling inspired right now, like, cool, I'm a world-class leader. I love working from home. This is awesome. The question is, how do you sustain it? Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. No matter what's happening externally, because I promise you, once this global pandemic starts to kind of wither away, there will be more challenges. There absolutely will be. Are you going to face them with the conviction and the determination and the strength of a world-class leader? You get to decide that. And we're here to help to make sure that this is sustainable, that you can get unstuck from whatever chaos that is going on in your life right now. We have helped clients out of some massive amounts of chaos. You know, even right now, we have clients who are going through some majorly chaotic stuff, some huge challenges in their careers, in their lives, and with their families. And they're rising up. They're earning praise. They're earning recognition. Their teams are growing. Their bosses trust them even more now. Here, I'm going to give you even more responsibility. And they're upgrading their careers in the process, even right now. And in the past, we've helped our clients through some pretty big challenges. Out of bankruptcy, through divorce and bankruptcy, through, you know, being out of work for months, from, you know, suffering from heart attacks because they were working their asses off so hard and wanting to bounce back from that. We've helped them out of that to helping them to raise their careers to that next level. Whatever that looked like for them, whether it was, you know, in some cases it's a raise or it's a promotion. And for other cases, it's helping people to win on the job market. We are here more than ever to help you out of wherever you're stuck in your career and to help you consistently claim that leadership identity. I am a world-class leader. Nothing can stop me. So if you're ready to claim that identity and upgrade your career so that you can rise up during this time and inspire people to do the same, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We'll talk about what's going on in your career right now, what's not working. We're also going to get absolutely clear on where you want to go. What's your big why, your big W-H-Y? Why are you doing this? Why do you want to run the marathon and do the hard thing to upgrade your career and really stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone so that you could build your career and make a massive positive impact in the process? What's your why around that? And we'll get you absolutely clear on that. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you on this journey toward your dream career, we'll talk about what it would look like to work together, all of the details there. But even if we're not 100% confident, you are definitely going to leave the call with clarity, with certainty, with value, because you're going to have resources and next actions at your disposal that we will give you so that you know exactly what the next step is to be on that path toward getting unstuck from the chaos that your life and your career is right now and embarking on that journey toward career and personal transformation. If you're ready for that, we're ready to help you. ThePeopleStack.com/book. So outcomes plus identity equals winning. And this, by the way, it's going to be the case no matter what's going on externally, because these are both, they're internal things, right? It's like, what's the desired outcome? You want to set your internal thermostat, barometer, direction giver, whatever you want to call it, to what's the desired outcome. You got to know that. And then you shape your identity. How do I need to show up? How do I get to show up so that I can charge forth and achieve those outcomes and win no matter what is happening around me? So make sure you know your outcomes, you know your desired outcomes, and also make sure you know and claim whatever identity that you're going to need to claim so that you can show up as the best version of you. That's it for today, folks. Talk to you again really, really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.